Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 14, verses 4 to 6. Jesus said, "You know the way to where I am going." "No, we don't know, Lord," Thomas said. "We have no idea where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." As Jesus prepared his disciples for his death, he assured them that although he was going away from them, there were perfect plans for the future. There would be plenty of room in his Father's home. Jesus confidently assured the disciples that they knew where he was going, but Thomas, with characteristic candor, said that he had no idea where he was going. So how could they know the way? Jesus replied with the famous statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Christian faith is all about Jesus. It's all about following a person, not just a set of beliefs. Queen Elizabeth was always clear about her personal faith in Christ, and year by year, her Christmas broadcasts were an opportunity for her to share the way in which that faith inspired and strengthened her. Her faith was clearly not just an agreement with a set of principles or doctrines, but a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I lived in India for 2 wonderful years. It's a beautiful and amazing country, but I was always frustrated that I couldn't get hold of any really good maps for the area where I lived. So on many occasions, I'd find myself on the edge of a village, needing to get to a particular house without any idea of how to get there. I needed help, and I soon discovered that there were 2 ways in which people would try to help me. There were those who gave the sort of left, right, right again, left, straight on, and immediately left instructions, you know, the kind of thing. Kind as those instructions probably were, they only confused me. But far more often, a person would say, "I know that place. I will come with you." I'm so grateful that the Lord doesn't give us those long, confusing directions that we're supposed to remember, but says, "I know where you need to go. I will come with you." That was the faith of Queen Elizabeth. As we thank God for her life, let's make sure that we are following her example and allowing Jesus to be with us on the way, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you offer to walk with us through all the challenges of life. We praise you for the godly example of Queen Elizabeth and pray now for her family and especially King Charles. May we all know your presence with us as we mourn the passing of this wonderful Christian woman, and may her life continue to inspire and strengthen us as we live for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.